Okay, I want to zero in a little bit further here and really pick up on this, John. How can this be happening? In other words, you've got this organization. You've already defined their goal is to bring down our republic, to destroy our Constitution, our entire way of life. And yet they're here. They're operating. There's some strategy that they're using. One should identify that strategy that they're using, but I want to step right immediately into this. How can this be happening within this current administration? The president has spoken out about a lot of these things, but yet, where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Where's Homeland Security? Are they not wise to these things? And if not, why not?
You'll be surprised. The answer is actually a lot simpler than I think you might imagine. Number one, the intentional outcome of the enemy's strategy is to ensure that the very people who are legally charged with protecting this country and doing the kinds of things we expect them to do, the FBI, the CIA, DHS, even the national security staffs, are clueless about this. And the reason they are clueless is that the way the enemy operates is much more of a counterintelligence operation than it is merely terrorism. Now, you've heard me say that before, but let me dig down a little more. What I mean is, their intentional outcome is to ensure that they control the message. And they control the message, and by the way, they do control the message at the national security level, because where our generals and admirals and senior SES level government officials get trained in Middle East studies, in policy matters, those universities, the enemy has spent a long time penetrating those and ensuring they control the message about Islam and about how the nature of this enemy operates. They brought the countering violent extremism concept from England. Actually, we did that. The FBI did that, which was a Muslim Brotherhood concocted operation in England after 9/11. It got going there, and then the FBI went over and brought it here because the Brits assured us it was a great program. That's a double agent operation. That's the Muslim Brotherhood controlling not only how we discuss the enemy, but it actually gives them a hammer to hammer us with, meaning us being the government and government entities, when we don't do what they want. The training has been shut down in the government. Understand the Threat's the only organization in the country doing this kind of training, as evidenced by FBI agents saying they've never heard the information when we're giving it to them.